Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Where them air horns at? Hey! One more time because it's Thursday. Yeah. We welcome you in here to the Thursday, November 21st edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
And we are so happy that you are here with us.
That's right.
That's all.
We had more rain music. Well, it's not raining right now, so
we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Because it's not raining right now, we don't do it.
Well, we can.
Because I had a few ideas.
Oh, well, let's get it popping then.
So let's go ahead. Let's just go ahead and get all of
you
these.
You know, I ain't tripping.
Let's get started with this one because I think the second one people forgot about.
Adam Silver, this is what happens when the Kings don't play for 9 days.
Well, I mean, Chatty House was calling for this one.
Hey, kick me off, man.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Well, it's whatever. People do it all the time.
Well, I don't think we're allowed to do it either, but I don't know. You're going to have to call me into an office and tell me before I believe it. Danny in San Francisco, we're going to get fined $100,000. All right, Danny.
Yeah, all right, B.
Okay. Meanwhile, Butch and Bonte playing the E-40 album.
We got the new E-40 album here. We're going to play it every hour on the hour.
Oh, what's good, baby?
What's up, man? I'm missing Kings basketball, man.
I know. Well,
I'm missing Kings basketball. I watched a lot of basketball last night. Hey, none of the games were good.
Well, I disagree. Shout out to Michael Day One Chatty House. D-Lo rocked with the yesterday on the Tyrese Under.
Money beer made around here. Rain trouble, big old house, diamond rings. If you like those kind of things, money beer made around here.
Let that be here. Come on now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all know what to do.
Money beer made around here. Money beer made around here.
The stat.
Rain trouble, diamond house, big old rings. If you like those kind of things.
The stat is 5-0 when taking the Tyrese under.
Oh, man.
5-0. Took the Tyrese over once. Thought they disrespected my man a little bit.
Yeah, me too.
12.5 points.
I learned my lessons.
12.5 points. Took the over.
I learned my lesson. I ain't doing that no more.
He scored 11.
Come on, man. I ain't doing that no more. I'm either not going to play or I'm taking the under. It is what it is.
Every time.
Every time.
Take that Tyrese under.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but you can attest to this. I ain't never lost when I took the under.
Never. What's I'm saying? 5-0. Now, I don't have the extensive record that you do. I've played Prize Picks 8 times. Tyrese has been in my lineup 6 of them. 1 was an over. That was a loss. The other 2 I just missed on. 5-0 when playing the Tyrese lessons.
You know, this is crazy. All the Sacramento out here getting paid.
Listen. We are going to get fat and rich together. When we throw those Prize Picks out there for you and we say take that Tyrese less, take that.
It is what it is.
They put that man at 18 points yesterday.
Come on, man.
If you took the over on that, you should delete Prize Picks.
Please do.
You should lock your bank account because you're – if you want to give Prize Picks all your money, just use the promo code KIFM.
That's it.
Use the promo code KSFM and let them know, hey, I heard this on D'Lo and KC. I heard it on both of their shows. I didn't listen to them. I didn't follow their advice.
One day you'll listen.
But everybody else, they're going to be looking around like, why are these people in Sacramento getting rich? Why does everybody in Sacramento have a balance of $13,000 on $5 bets? How is this happening?
Yo, they give, you know, because they did the Mike Tyson half a punch or, you know.
They got one of those coming up for Tyreek.
I seen that. Tyreek Hill got one coming up. And you know, they got sometimes Steph Curry. No, it was Anthony Edwards, half a point or something like that. The one they be giving you is just Tyrese on the board in general. Whatever it is.
Well,
that's the one they be giving you. Just go less.
You just have to be smart enough to hit less. Oh, we're telling you, the amount of messages we've got about people getting fat off of that Tyrese Halliburton less.
Oh, man, that's a damn shame. So, look.
Let's eat.
So look, we didn't.
December 6th, SR Prime, we eating on Tyrese Halliburton, boy.
We didn't have a good time with this. This is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's
his
weird.
Play is bizarre. I almost did something that I didn't want to do. I didn't do it. I said, nah, I ain't gonna do it, man. I'm a member of the media.
You was a Matt George. You going Matt George the situation?
What did Matt George?
Matt put out the comp. He was like, y'all ain't talking about this no more, huh?
No, I wasn't gonna do that because that's media talk. That's fine. But this was, I was like, nah, I'm gonna be a little bit more responsible. Somebody had this play last night where Tyreek, I don't know if you've seen it or circulated.
Tyreek or Tyrese?
I mean Tyrese. I'm sorry. Tyrese gets the ball on a fast break. On like the sideline that's closer to where the TV, like the bottom of the TV, he dribbles across the court like east and west till he gets onto the other side of the floor, jumps in the air like he's at the 3-point line, jumps in the air, spins in the air, and throws it back to the trailer that just crossed half court. And people are like,
"What?
Yeah, it's crazy." Now, I didn't tweet it. I wish I would have kept it. But it was like, "Yo, what is?"
One day you're actually going to do that.
What in the world is Tyrese doing right here? And I almost put up with the quote tweet, Tony from Blue Chips.
Oh no!
I almost put it from Tony and Blue Chips. I said, "Yo, but I ain't gonna do that."
I just found an account called Hater Central. It says Tyrese Halliburton tonight. How many followers does Hater Central have? Oh, 132,000.
People like hating.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton tonight, 4 points, 1 of 7 from the field, 20% from three. Only thing more ass than his hooping is his fits.
Oh, no. Come on, man. Oh.
Tyrese Halliburton's fall off needs to be studied.
It's crazy.
Man, really I
I'm gonna find this clip.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find this clip, and
I need to see that.
Yeah, because it's I was about to put Tony from Blue Chips and be like, "That's what he's doing," but I ain't gonna do that.
Oh no, I think there's a WrestleMania simulation of.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time. We're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyrese Halliburton versus Paul George for the battle of the worst contract in the NBA. That's not accurate.
Oh man, yeah, it's bizarre. It is bizarre.
Evidence? What? Oh God, this could be a dang. So Tyrese has been a different player. Okay, hold on. This is a series. Oh, all right. We're not gonna trash Tyrese.
No,
this whole segment.
We ain't gonna do it, man. Let's play more Prince.
Yeah. Only thing that can stop us from trashing Tyrese is more Prince. We'll come back. Stilo and KC, we're just getting started here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Come on, Drew Down. Drew Down said, Luca out to dinner. Leave that man alone. Luca out with like some sort of wrist strain. It'll be reevaluated in a week.
Get well soon, sir. Get well soon.
We'll talk about Dallas later on, man. I don't know, man. The West is interesting. The West is definitely interesting, but I feel like we're starting to see some things, and at some point we're going to have to believe what we're seeing. Yeah. We found the clip of Tyrese.
Come on.
We found the clip of Tyrese during the commercial break for those that want to see it.
I don't know what Tyrese was doing.
Oh, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. The Pacers don't look good, and I feel like a jackass for saying they might be good this year.
Who thought they'd be like this?
Well, I mean, there's like the fall off is bad.
Yeah, it's real bad. I wasn't as high on them as you were, but I didn't think they look terrible.
I don't think anybody thought this.
No, they look terrible.
And what that's sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
What's wrong with these East teams? Like the Sixers are just cooked. It's over with them. The Pacers, like none of these teams look good to start.
Well, the Sixers got a little bit, like, if you want to make it, they got a built-in excuse with the injuries.
Now, the Sixers season is over.
It is. But they haven't played a game with their three best players yet.
They did last night.
That was the first one.
Yeah. And it didn't end with all three players on the floor. And that's not funny, like, at all. But it didn't. Like, the first game, Tyrese and Maxey and Joel and Paul George play together, ends with Paul George hurt.
That's just tough. That is tough.
With the same injury?
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
That he had before camp. Same knee.
So that's just terrible.
Awful.
But, you know, if you want to make an excuse for him, they got a built-in excuse. Indiana, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton just got visited by the Monstars, and they took all his talent. Like, this isn't the same.
Maybe player. He left it in Paris.
Maybe he did leave it in Paris.
Wait, he didn't play in Paris.
No, but maybe he left
it. He was next to Tatum.
He left it in Paris. I'm gonna
Tatum
be...
comes out having an MVP year and Tyrese dies.
Right. Maybe Tatum took his talent.
Maybe so. I'm gonna be like the rest of society with Mike Tyson with Tyrese Halliburton though. He'll turn this around.
This is not
who he is. This is not how he's gonna play. He's way better than this. I don't know what's going on right now.
The weird thing about them is they're 6-9, which in the context of the East isn't that bad.
All right.
They look like they're 2-12.
Yes.
They look awful.
I can't remember them winning six games. Every time I watch them or check a score, they're losing.
Yep, every single time.
So
of course I know we're only check if I'm on Prize Picks.
Which is every time.
Well,
every time they play.
They beat the Heat, they beat the Knicks, they beat the Magic, they beat the Mavericks, and strangely enough, they beat the Celtics by three.
I remember the Mavericks game.
And they beat Detroit first game of the season.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, not good.
Not good at all.
Not good, not good.
But, like I said, they're in the East, they've got time. 6-9 isn't really a big deal out there. Like I said, I do think Tyrese is going to play better, and that'll kickstart everything. But they played Houston last night. I was watching that game. Houston just beat the brakes off them.
Yeah, but Houston
good.
Houston looks real.
Shout out to Kamara.
Yeah, well, Kamara called
Shout
it.
Shout out to Kamara. Let Kamara.
but actually, we have proof that he called it.
Yeah.
Kamara going to come on the radio. They be saying I'm lying on the internet. Chatty House be saying I'm lying all the time about every effing thing. Catch y'all later. So it's Kamara. We asked you about the Houston Rockets.
Oh, man.
That's a LeBron James joke for those that didn't see that.
I saw that clip, and then it was followed by somebody who put a thread of LeBron lying for no reason. I got to get through
LeBron. That. Like, so I wish somebody had said, yeah, LeBron, you do lie. You lie about every effing thing. You do. You did not tell your boys that Kobe was going to score 70. Like, you didn't do that. Who was the kid that he said he was going to be nice when he saw him at, like...
Scotty Barnes. Saw him in middle school. I knew in middle school in that camp. I saw him. I knew he was going to be the one.
Didn't he said the same thing about Austin Reeves, didn't he?
Did he say the same thing?
Yes,
I remember.
It's literally insert player's name here. I knew back then when I saw him, and I knew it now or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Or he was trying to put everybody up on Migos in Miami.
Yes, that as well. He knew about them as well.
Like, if LeBron just did a little math before he started lying, it would work.
Did he say he watches The Godfather every day?
Yeah, no, he didn't say every day. He said, I've watched it. Three or four. It was like, I watched it all day during the finals.
You watched it enough to recite one line, yeah. Bro.
Well, what's your favorite line, LeBron? Oh.
It's just so many.
So many. No, just one, LeBron. What's your favorite? Oh, I have so many.
New Kobe.
No, bro,
Brady
one. Just one. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to grab my purse. Y'all be better tomorrow.
I turned to my boy that day and I told him, hey, Kobe's going for 81. He's going to do it.
I don't know that anything will ever be funnier than the plight of the Negro.
Oh my!
There will never be anything funnier than that. I'm sorry, LeBron. What did you just say?
No, that's why
holding the Malcolm X book for no reason at the bubble podium.
It's funny you say that because did you see our guy? This is our guy, and I don't know if you say anything's wrong with it. It just took me off, got me off guard. Did you see our guy Jerry Lorenzo's latest post about the new merch? Go look on Instagram. He did it 15 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
The first slide, I said, oh, all right. Okay.
No, hold on. Jerry?
Shout out Steph, too, because he's the only one who's ever called out LeBron James on his lies as well.
Oh. Where does...
I mean, I guess.
I'm sorry. Is that... There's a strong implication that that's the back of an NBA hoodie. Where does one?
Everything else is NBA slide.
What's it say?
I don't know. Everybody go look for yourself.
Where does one wear this?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, could I show up at work with this hoodie on?
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Yeah. The funny thing. Who's gonna tell us we can't?
Right. Yeah, tell me. I might get five of them.
There is no context to this hoodie at all. Like, look, I feel bad for the radio audience and YouTube.
Look, it says go to his Instagram page. Like I said, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. It just catches me off
guard.
Well,
no, it's just weird that it's tied to the NBA partnership.
I wasn't ready to see that.
Is that the back of the Kings hoodie? Like, if I wear the King's Essentials hoodie, is that what the back says? Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What do the comments say?
That was crazy. I didn't expect that.
Well, no one's really questioning it.
It's fashion. Like I said, he didn't do anything wrong. I think he didn't do anything wrong. He can, for whatever reason, he felt the need to have that on there.
Okay.
He could do that, I guess. I don't
All
know.
All right. Okay. So I think a lot of people are confused. My man said, the F that shirt say on the back? And then someone says, I need one that says house
is
for a friend.
Yeah, now you open up a can of worms, Jerry. Come on.
Well, that's a good question, though. Does he make both of them?
That's what I'm saying.
What would happen? I couldn't wear this one. I'd have to wear the other one.
Well, yeah.
And you'd have to wear this one.
I'd be out there.
You'd have to wear this one, and we all know.
Look, and I can tell you firsthand, I've been out there. I don't know if I'd make it.
For reasons known to nobody, you took field trips there. This is so confusing. Jerry Lorenzo, Sacramento's finest-ish.
Yeah. We claim him. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like the rest of the family.
Well,
from here.
Was he born here? Did he?
No, I don't
here?
Think he was born.
That's
here.
What I'm saying. But we claim him anyway.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Jerry's born here. I mean,
Jerry Manuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got Jerry Lorenzo, too.
This is so bizarre. Is it an Adidas hoodie?
Yeah, he's with Adidas.
Yeah, but what's Adidas is like, yeah, sell that. Oh, man, I got so many questions. I'm going to be checking. It's only been up 25 minutes. I'm going to be checking this thread all day. Maybe he's just announcing different. Let me
yeah,
go.
Yeah, because not at, well.
Fearofgod.com. Let me see if that's
the
there on the
suits and
website.
Everything, is that part of the NBA thing? Maybe.
No,
maybe
I don't think so. He might just. Holiday collection, maybe? That has to be Fear of God and not Essentials. So that's probably a $1,000 hoodie we were just looking at right there.
Mm.
That's the Kenny Caraway version of Jerry Lorenzo's
shoes,
clothes.
Though. I
don't
shoes.
Really like them.
Yeah, I like those.
What's crazy is the clothes are exactly the same. Just some of them say Essentials and some of them don't. Mm. And the price difference is about anywhere from $350 to $2,000. They send you this lookbook when you get, you know, like you subscribe to their emails. They send you the lookbook mm-hmm. for the drop that's about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent sent the lookbook, and they had this one look where it was dope. It was like sweats and almost like a dress shirt sort of with an over-exaggerated tie, a top coat.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is fire. What do you think about this? Oh, that's dope. Oh, I can pull that off. The only thing that dropped from the lookbook for Essentials was the sweats.
Okay.
Everything else was Fear of God.
Oh,
it was somewhere around a $7,000 outfit that they got me to look at because the sweats cost $100.
Boy, he know how to market, man. He know how to package the situation.
I can't find that hoodie anywhere. Oh, but some of this Fear of God stuff is nasty. Oh, my God.
Hell
this stuff
yeah.
is cold.
Hell yeah.
They say they're dropping some
outfit. I want the shoes, too. I do want the shoes.
Are you going to get the Kings with the purple hood?
I mean, I don't know. Is that what's going
to I think that's what it's going to be. They all look the same. They say Team Essentials. It'll say Kings Essentials. And the hood will be the team's color.
Oh,
it'll be purple.
Oh, no. Yeah, I might get that. I thought you meant the first slide. I thought you meant.
Oh, the first one. Oh, I can't. I don't. I'm just trying to envision Adam Silver seeing the collab and going, yep. Right there. Give me that. Matter of fact, Jerry, let me cop one of those. I can't find the hoodie. I don't. Maybe that's a one of one. Maybe only Jerry has that
maybe
one.
Maybe so.
Mm. I just so badly want to see somebody like out and about wearing it. $125 socks. Are these the socks that you get?
No, I get my socks from Target.
They're $125.
I get them from like Nike outlet.
It's not even a pack of socks for $125.
It's just a pair?
It's a pair.
Too rich for my blood. That's that Damien money.
Bruh, you could shoot me before I wear $125 socks. But they got, they got the Bulls. So I guess they just don't have all the teams up. They got the WNBA stuff up.
Mm.
They got Sparks. They got Liberty.
Where the Kings stuff at, man? Come on, man. Come on, do it for the home team.
Celtics got the green. Yeah, they just got a handful of teams up right now.
Mm.
Still can't find that first hoodie, though. Well, I bet Joel Embiid going to show up to the next game with that on. Joe was pissed yesterday.
Joe was pissed. I was glad to see him come back into the game because I know he had left at the start of the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on in Philly, man. I don't think it's going to happen for these guys. I mean, I take that back. They got to make the play-in.
Why? This ran its course 2 years ago.
But the play-in team, I think the Hawks last year were like 13 games below 500.
But this team doesn't – this is all bad vibes, though. Nothing's going on. Joel's pissed off because leaks are happening. Paul George is podcasting about every moment he can. Can't stay healthy. Nick Nurse seems like he's not having a good time there. They're not having a good time with him. Daryl Morey is the GM.
Well, that's the other elephant in the room.
And like I said, this was done 2 years ago.
So, No, you're right.
Mm.
Although I think they did what they had to do here. With everybody there and healthy, I think it might have been a different situation, but that hasn't been the case. But I'm looking at this right now. Who's going to – so we expect Brooklyn to keep this up and finish in the play-in?
It's less about Brooklyn. It's more about Philly for me.
Yeah.
But somebody got to win games. Like, do you think?
I don't think Philly's going to win games.
Who do you think is going to win more games, Philly or Brooklyn this year?
Well, right now, I feel like Brooklyn is.
Well, of course, but they're only.
Give me a Chicago instead of Brooklyn, I guess. It's fallen into the plan, but I'm cool with Indiana being there. I'm cool with Atlanta being there. Detroit is winning games.
Yeah, okay. Detroit going to make the play-in?
I think they could keep it up. They already got a head start over Philly.
Isn't that Kyle Mattson's Detroit Pistons?
That is. Kyle Mattson's Detroit Pistons. Pick them to go to the finals.
They got a head start, but they're only three games up in the loss column. That's how bad the East is.
So, okay, let's try this. Why do you think they can battle back? Like, they look broken. Like, straight up broken.
They do, but they I'm going to look at the talent that they do have when everyone's there. Maxey was back last night, but he's on a minutes restriction. In about a week or so, when he's able to play all the way, Joel, I don't know. Paul George, I don't know. But I'm not saying they – no, I guess I am saying – I think they'll make the play-in.
Can we expect them to be healthy when they're just a team full of guys who are perpetually not healthy ever?
No, I can't expect that. No.
Like, are we shocked at all by what this is?
I'm shocked. 2-12, I'm shocked.
Well, not the record, but more so Paul George is missing time, Embiid's missing time, Maxey's missing time. Yeah, that's pretty much par for the course.
No, you're right about that. But I didn't expect them to be 2-12.
Mm-mm. Nah, me neither.
I thought
I didn't buy it. I didn't buy them. When I said I didn't buy them as a championship team. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were a 2-12 basketball team.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like they're broken. Like, we're having team meetings and we've got leak and everyone's pissed about the leak.
Mm.
Well, not everyone. Tyrese didn't seem upset.
He said what he had to say.
Tyrese answered questions. Like, Joe's clearly furious because Joe knows he looks bad. Mm-hmm. And he was really defensive yesterday, talking about it was days I was hurt, not playing, non-game. It happened once or twice, but he's like, I got to be better. He was really kind of downplaying what it was. But he was furious. He called whoever leaked it a POS.
And he's right.
Oh,
he's
for sure. Right. Absolutely.
He's absolutely right. Like, there's two different conversations going on.
Sam Amick was live streaming that thing. Like, he had quotes.
There's two different things going on here. Maxey and all those guys are right about being able to call him out and say, hey, you've got to be better in these areas. And Joel Embiid absolutely has the right to be upset that team conversation, got out in detail the way it did to the public. I'd be pissed off too.
What do you do if they get bounced in the play-in this year? No playoffs. Get bounced in the play-in.
Well, you know what's
funny? Are you trading Joel?
Well, that's the thing. Well, somebody said that should have been on the table.
Well, here's the bigger issue with that. You can't.
I know.
I
wouldn't have signed the extension.
Like, there's nothing there for you to get?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, who's going to trade for Joel Embiid?
He's still Joel Embiid. There's still something.
No, I don't think that he is.
He's not James Harden.
Nah, I don't think. Well, he's not that.
But I think there's, like,
you better have
James Harden is leading his team to a decent start to the season.
Ty Lue's leading his team.
Don't do that.
You gotta
give him a little props.
No, I'm not diminishing, but
I'll give him one prop.
He's the player.
James Harden's not leading.
We'll get one prop.
No, James Harden's not leading. James Harden's not leading. He's leading the Clippers.
I'm just saying he's on the team.
Norm Powell's leading the Clippers.
Norm Powell didn't play yesterday.
No. Ty Lue is leading this team. Come on, man. Stop it.
Don't do that. The man's playing the game.
No, he's
out
playing,
there.
He's fine.
So he gets credit. Just like nobody blames Ty Lue when James Harden does what he does, or Nick Nurse or whoever.
Nick Nurse
got
some blame.
Who was the coach in Mike D'Antoni? He got blamed too. But when James does bad, he stinks. His team is winning right now. He's on the court. He gets credit for that.
He gets credit for the group assignment. He doesn't get credit.
Let me see what he's doing, man.
I guess probably 20 a game.
He had 24 yesterday.
20 a game, and I'll go less than 40%.
Come on, man.
Bro, he shot 5 of 14 yesterday. Enough.
He's 20.3, 7 rebounds, 8.8 assists.
Shooting percentage.
Field goal percentage. Yeah,
30%, right?
37%.
What's Norm Powell doing?
Norm Powell, off the top, I'll look right now, 23-3.
So who's leading the team?
Well, he ain't doing nothing else.
My man Norm Powell.
He's got three rebounds and two assists.
Norm Powell, spiritual leader over there. Come on, man.
He didn't even play last night.
Well.
And they got a good win against Orlando.
Then my point stands. Ty Lue. Leading him. What'd your boy do? What'd your new BFF do over there in LA? James Harden.
Hey, my BFF. Man.
Your old BFF. That's why he didn't take me to Magic City, huh? He was out there with James Harden? Okay. All right, no, we're going to go get wings. We ain't going there to get wings. Yeah, right.
Look, man, hey.
What'd James do last night?
I don't know. Jesse, didn't you say he had 24 on 5 of 15
shooting, 3 of 6 from 3.
Say that again.
24 points, 5 of 14 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3.
5 of 14.
7 rebounds, 5 assists. Tell the whole story.
All right.
5 turnovers.
Who'd they play?
Orlando.
Orlando Magic.
Oh, that's a good win for them. We was talking about that. That was a good one. Okay. All right.
He's coming off a game where they won, and he had 12 points. 12 points, 16 assists, though. Damn.
I am the system. That's like his thing.
You
right
defending
there.
James Harden was not on my figurative bingo card on this Thursday.
I'm doing with him.
Hey, you want me to get you a James Harden jersey for Christmas?
I don't want no James
Harden. Just pick a team. Which team you want me to get?
And also, I think you guys should show some respect because we played him on Friday.
Well, James Harden's a hell of a ball player. James is capable
of such thing.
He's capable of taking over a game.
I'm more worried about Amir Coffey going off than James Harden.
James Harden, he was weak in that that game.
Shoot, Norm Powell killed the Kings last game.
Harden was weak in that game we played against the Kings. He didn't do nothing. I wanted him to shoot the rock.
Who are we giving props? Oh, Philly's done. We're talking about Joel Embiid before that. Yeah. Joel Embiid, no value for
trade.
I don't think you can trade Joel Embiid.
You can't trade him. And that's why I would have had those conversations this past summer. It would have been quiet. I ain't saying it would have been telling Windhorse, but he's not going to get no
better. Do you think he could have been traded this offseason?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he could have because
– you probably would have to be sneaky about it because he's got injuries there.
I don't know.
Something's going on.
Well,
you might have had to trade him before the Olympics.
Do you think –
like, you saw him in the Olympics.
Maybe so. It might have been a draft day trade. But do you think
– was that
– other GMs look at Joel the way I do? Or kind of how we all do now. Like, he's like, if I'm the Sixers, I'm kind of thinking about moving on from him. So if I'm another GM, I'm like, I don't know if I want to take that on. He's a talented player, but
yeah, I don't think there is anything you could do right now.
I don't think his value's that bad, really.
Yeah, I don't like for what you would want for Joel Embiid. I don't think you can.
You're not getting Gobert deal.
My God,
you're not getting Towns, two players,
no,
and a couple picks.
No.
Hell no.
No. I don't know. I don't know how you pull off a Joel trade right now.
You just gotta sell.
The number one thing is Josh Harris, right? That's the owner?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got to fire. Daryl Morey has to go. Mm. You have to fire Daryl Morey.
I don't know how he survived at this point.
I can't believe Daryl Morey's still in this freaking league.
Damn.
Like, he gets, he goes for it. Yeah, he went for it this year. Mm. How's that look?
Terrible.
Daryl Morey's awful. That's the first piece of business Josh Harris needs to do. You got to get rid of Daryl Morey. Whatever you do with Nick Nurse, leave that up to your general manager. But he's got to go.
I'm really sitting here thinking, like, who would?
You think Houston would be a team that could maybe make a move for him?
Yeah, there are teams that can,
but they would probably, like I'm saying, like, they'd probably. You don't think they'd give something up for him because they have like assets and stuff. Houston.
No disrespect, Embiid's a better player in history and overall, but why would I move off a Sengun for Embiid right now today?
I don't know. I understand,
but today, like, nah, I wouldn't do that.
You know who could trade for Joel Embiid? A team that just goes, you don't have to play this year, or you don't have to play for 4 months. Because who else has Oklahoma City? Chet's hurt. All right, I'm gonna trade for Joel right now. They're in the opposite situation because they need him to play this second. Mm-hmm. But I don't play till Chris. Don't play till New Year's. Don't play till 2025. Because you look like crap.
I'm just throwing out a team.
You look like you're being held together by tape.
I'm just throwing out a team right now. Would the Warriors trade for him?
I was thinking about them right now too, but I wasn't sure.
What's that? Walk me through that.
I mean, Looney. Maybe you get Wiggins out of there. I mean, Wiggins has played really well, but I'm just talking about contract and value. Maybe Wiggins. Maybe a pick or something like that, and I only say
I guess,
the Warriors.
Like the question I would ask if I'm Mike Dunleavy is, if I trade all of these players and this doesn't work, can we sustain this level of success?
Because
if the answer is no, I'm not doing it.
The reason I say the Warriors is because I don't – they're good. Another win last night.
Mm-hmm.
If Joel's not there for a particular game, I think they're still good.
Okay, so that's the question. So that's
him along.
Then yes, then I do it. Then I do it.
Well,
works for me.
Yeah, that might be one of the a handful of teams.
It has to be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. Katie from the Wake Up Call is going to join us. She's been watching receiver. She's got takes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's got takes. Matter of fact, that reminds me. I have to post the video she sent.
She better have some good takes about my boy Justin Jefferson. I don't want nothing crazy about my boy Justin Jefferson.
Well, it's one of those things where she starts to tell me, and I'm like, stop, 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 stop. Save it for the show. She joins us next. And Matt George, final hour of the show. Steelo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. We are back here. Katie from the Wake Up Call is with us, of course.
Hey.
Katie. Let's go ahead and let some air horns rock for Katie. Katie Ward of the biggest live show in history coming up December 6th at Sky River Casino. D'Lo and Casey will be live from 12 to 4. Flashback Friday will be live from 4 to 6 because I've been saying the time wrong for 2 weeks. Yeah. No one bothered to tell me until a quick text exchange was like, no, the Wake Up Call is on at 6. Fantastic. So Flashback Friday is 4 to 6. We're only taking 2 commercial breaks that entire hour. Mm. We're going commercial free from the 4 o'clock to like 4:50, and then commercial free from 5 o'clock to 5:50, and then we'll turn things over to Kevin, Katie, and Kevin for Are You Smarter Than Kevin?
And Gavin.
Did I say Kevin twice?
You said Kevin twice.
Well, I really like Kevin, so I was just going to say
Double
him twice.
Yeah.
But the whole wake-up call will be out there, and it's going to be trivia night. It's going to be a blast. I think you can register at
On-site.
On-site. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, because we're going to do, if you, like, want to be part of the trivia, you can do it yourself, you can do it as a couple, or you can do it of a team up to 6 people.
Okay.
And then just show up, 32 Brews, register on site.
Okay,
shout
beautiful.
Out Joe, shout out Danielle, shout out Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're really holding it down.
They'll be out there working for us. What's up, man?
Hi.
You good?
I'm very good. Just got back from the gym.
Okay, getting that work.
I'm sorry. You just got back from where?
From Maptrition.
There you go. Thank you.
.com.
Thank you. Got it. Is this your first day?
Listen, it's been a real mix up.
Yeah, I've heard.
Slash Katie, get your stack.
Yeah. Well, that's trainwithmap.fit/Katie.
I think it's Maptrition.
There's a link to Maptrition.com.
Okay. Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
I'll get you there. Don't worry.
What we work on today? What are we doing?
I have kind of a cold, so I just did. I know. I just did cardio. I did stair climber and tread. But then earlier in the week, I did all kinds of weights. I traditionally just do weights, unless I go with this one over here. And then it is the most brutal workout anybody has ever done. When he's not there and I train with Greg, fine. I can take it. I almost feel like I know what I'm doing. Damien comes. It's awful.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Katie, that's not good work.
That's not good work for who?
When you're by yourself, then.
Oh.
If you're not feeling it, if you're not sore, if you're not.
I'm feeling it. I just don't want to.
I'm exhausted.
Okay,
it's not good work.
Don't nod.
I'm just saying it's not good work. You got to embrace that. Embrace that pain. Embrace that sickness. Embrace that exhaustion.
I don't really want to.
Well, no, that's
you're cheating yourself, Catherine.
I feel fine with that.
You're cheating yourself.
I mean, because afterwards I feel terrible.
Oh, you stop it. You always do great. You always do good. You weren't even sweating in the little video where you're like, Greg, come here. Oh, I'm so happy D'Lo wasn't here.
Why I was glad, because I wasn't even sweating. It was great.
It does make sense.
I loved it. I thought it was fun.
We gotta embrace that, man. We need to get that pain.
Listen, I'll work up to that, okay? Just baby steps.
You're already killing it.
Do they have Jacob's Ladder there?
They do.
Do they?
They do now. Oh. New equipment's in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jacob's Ladder is nasty.
Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, not for me.
You were supposed to get in the batting cages.
Those aren't there anymore either.
Oh, he did the full remodel already.
The remodel is happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to get back there.
I know.
Together.
I know.
You're lucky we're busy this weekend.
Thank God. You know what, Mister? You should come.
I'm gonna pull up for sure.
You have a lot to say.
Well, I'm gonna pull up for sure, but there's like 40,000 gyms between my house and Matt Trisha.
Not one as good as this.
You're probably right about that.
Right, you're cheating yourself. That's what I heard.
That's what I got to come through. Okay. I'm coming through for sure.
So Katie is. She's like our reality TV correspondent, amongst a million other things. And after the joy you got watching Starting Five, you decided you were going to sit down and watch Receiver.
Yes. I said, what else you got for me, boys?
And you text me maybe 10 minutes in. And man.
It's a take. Go ahead.
Kyle, fire up NinersWire.com because we've got some takes over here.
Yeah.
So what was your first impression when you started Receiver?
Do you want me to say what the text was, or do you want me to go in order of my notes, which are highlighted? That I printed.
So, yeah,
you're highlighted too. That's preparedness.
Because I'm a pro.
No, because you're 50 and you still print and highlight. That's cool. Like, I get it. Like, yeah. It's like you're an accountant. Like,
Katie saw her using MapQuest.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we all have our own process. Okay.
I'm a writer. Like, I write.
Oh, you write.
I got a notebook.
I write. Hell about it. At least I'm really typing.
I don't really like do it here. There's no place to write. But at home, when I got others, I write stuff.
That's beautiful.
So what is the process to, like, printing it that helps you? Because writing, I actually understand. If I write something down, like, this is Katie's birthday, I'm more likely to remember it than if I put it in my phone and never think about it again.
Like, well, I type it all into my notes. But then I just need something to hold on to while I'm presenting to the people.
Okay,
so the text that I sent you, because as we've discussed.
Yep.
All reality shows need a villain.
Yep.
Somebody you want to be friends with. Somebody you're rooting for. The GOAT. And what else did I say? The OG?
The OG, yeah.
Okay. My hot take was that George Kittle is the villain.
Okay, explain
okay.
that.
Okay, we're going to get to him last, okay? Because I have a lot to say.
Okay.
First, I want to say this. You know how coaches always, like, cover their mouth when they're talking?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bad habit. I don't think they need to be doing that. Because sometimes they're covering their mouth and they're mic'd and they're just like, great job. You did a great job. I don't think we need to hide that from the world.
Well, no, I think it is a bad habit because I do it at home and my wife gets upset. She says, we're not on an NBA court. Stop doing that.
You did a great job, man. You did a great job.
Hey, babe.
Well, we do it here.
Hey, babe. You know what I mean? Hey, you get that spaghetti.
We'll cut the mics.
Okay, but I'm sure you're not just being like, you know what? That was really funny. I'm sure that's not what you're saying.
No, we're usually talking crazy about something.
Right. Okay. So, Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He was featured very little because he tore his Achilles in the second episode. I can't take him seriously as a football player.
Mm.
He looks like he wants to sell me a timeshare. Okay. He does not look like a football player.
Okay.
That is my only note.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
he's not in it much because he's the quarterback of one of the players. He's a supporting.
He was a part of
that. He wasn't featured because he's not a receiver.
Now look, there's a little spinoff here because he was
part of quarterbacks, right?
There's another one?
So quarterbacks is actually the first one.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be back.
But receiver was more
interesting. I haven't seen them all, obviously, but they got quarterback. They got one for track and field.
I'm not going to do
that. I saw that one. I watched that.
Was that any good? No allowances.
It was fine.
Right?
Yeah, it was fine.
I think they got one for tennis. And yeah, F1 started it all, I think, though.
Okay. Well, I don't see myself doing any of those. No, but okay, maybe I'll check out quarterback.
I can think of a friend you'd make in the building if you started the F1 stuff.
I don't need to be friends with him.
Oh.
I'm good.
Hey, Charlie, turn the volume
turn
down.
Turn it all the way up.
Turn the volume down for
okay.
the next little bit.
Justin Jefferson, he, I think, is the one you're rooting for.
He's a star.
But also, like, there's a sadness about him.
Mm.
Like, okay, my first note is I've never seen somebody so motivated by trash talk. Okay, like, I love that about him.
Okay.
Like, I assume all the NFL listens to this show.
Yes.
So my advice would be kill him with kindness. He won't know how to take it. you know, turn that down. At one point, his season ends, and like his whole family's there, and it's really sad. And then he goes into the locker room by himself, and I don't know if this was just for the show or if this is how they do it, but you just watch him alone take all the stuff out of his locker, put it in a big garbage bag, and then just walk out of the building. It was so sad. It looked like when your girlfriend's like, you have to get out, is what it seemed like. And he really wasn't featured as much as I would have liked either. I would have liked to see more
He's
from him.
He's a superstar.
Mm-hmm. And he had like a hamstring injury, right? Was he the one?
Yeah, was it hamstring or knee? No, it was hamstring.
Yeah, hamstring. And so he had to like, he worked so hard to come back and then just
then
his...
Didn't he get concussed or something when he first came back?
He did.
Against the Raiders.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Devontae Adams.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh.
My first note
Here
is
we go.
He is slick.
Slick in what way?
I've never seen a person move like that. Mm. Like there, it's almost artful what he can do.
Oh, when you say slick, you're talking about his actual movement,
yeah,
not his behavior. Okay,
his behavior. He's like this. He's really kind of subdued and just calm. There's a real like even keel to him, but then he gets out on the field and it's like watching a dancer. It's incredible. Not crazy about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
Aha.
Okay. Can anybody fill me in on that?
We can. There's actually been a plot twist since the show has ended.
I love hearing this stuff after the fact.
So Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams were teammates in Green Bay.
Got it.
Devontae was traded to Las Vegas, went to play for the Raiders. Aaron Rodgers leaves Green Bay. He goes to New York. Since the end of that show, Devontae has been traded to New York, and he's back with Aaron Rodgers.